you know, it's an interesting question, and it has historical overtones, because the reality is, you know, if you recall, if you read your history books, you'll see that up until about roughly 1900, about 107, 8 years ago, give or take, you know, most newspapers in the United States were brazenly partisan. They had an agenda, they had a bent, and they spoke from a certain perspective. And you knew that when you bought the paper. It was around the turn of the century that there really this notion of professional objective journalism was born. It does beg the question of whether we're actually going to be going back, so that you can, you know, you'll know that you're going to be looking through that lens when you're reading news online. However, I'm not so concerned about that, because I do believe that conservatives are going to catch up with liberals on this notion of, you know, making a workable business model online. I think one thing is very important to understand, though. The debate in this country has swung so far to the right over the last 10, 20 years that even the notion of just a functional educational system or health care for every American has become some sort of radical left-wing conspiracy. Or at least certainly a very liberal idea, when in fact it's not. I mean, we're talking about civil society, basic rights of every human being. So I think we're going to see the redefinition of what is left and what is right, and I think we will find that those on the right who are reasonable and what I would call real conservatives, who really believe in conservative values, they're going to figure out a way to make viable news outlets flourish online too.